AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A journalist and at least two foreign fighters have been reported killed in Ukraine. Relatives in the U.S. say that a former Marine who had joined Ukrainian forces in the fight against Russia was killed in battle. So was a fighter from Denmark. And Radio Free Europe reports that a Russian missile strike last night in Kyiv took the life of Vera Hyryk. She lived in the building that was reduced to rubble. Her body was found this morning. President Vladimir Zelensky is denouncing the Russian attack on the capital city.
В Києві у місто полетіли російські ракети.
As the UN Secretary General was there to try to help negotiate an evacuation of the southern city of Mariupol. Congress approved a bill that will speed up military aid for Ukraine. Texas Democrat Al Green.
We provide the armaments, they provide the army. We engaged in a war for the world.
U.S. officials are reporting this morning inflation surged higher, up 6.6% in March. It's the fastest pace since 1982. Ford Motor Company's recalling more than 250,000 Explorer SUVs because they can roll away unexpectedly even when they're in park. This has to do with a rear axle bolt that can fracture and cause the drive shaft to disconnect. A new AP poll finds race plays a role in the amount of concerns Americans have about contracting COVID-19. Our Jennifer King reports.
An April poll by the Associated Press, NORC, found 71% of Black Americans and 59% of Hispanic Americans favor requiring face masks for people traveling on airplanes, trains, and other forms of public transportation. Only 52% of white Americans support mask mandates for travelers.
South African officials are reporting a new surge in COVID cases coming from a new variant that's called BA4. This is AP News. James Corden says he's leaving The Late Late Show next year.
James Corden said during taping of Thursday's Late Late Show that his time there is coming to an end. He was mostly unknown to American audiences when he was chosen in 2015. Since then, his bits like Carpool Karaoke and Crosswalk the Musical have made him a star. CBS says Corden's contract expires in August, but he extended it for another season. That means his last show will be next spring. CBS did not say who will replace Corden. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
There are questions surfacing about a new algorithm that's used by Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, to help child welfare workers make decisions about protecting children from neglect. An Associated Press investigation finds its reliability and race neutrality are both under review. Illinois stopped using that software. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.